The God who made you made all of us. Big, little, short, and tall. It takes all kinds. So stick around and join us today on Homecoming Radio.
Well, hello again. Welcome on in to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Yeah.
We're all here today with a lineup of music that is sure to encourage as we welcome listeners worldwide. Let's get ready to get things underway, okay? I'm Daniel Britt. Let's say hello to this great cast of characters. We'll start today with Lauren Talley.
What's up, y'all?
Yay.
Mark Lowry.
Hey.
Hey, Mark. Michael Booth of the Booth Brothers.
Good to be here.
Gene McDonald's in the house.
Hey.
Kevin Williams.
All right.
All right. The soft feminine side, Tori Tapp. And to keep the energy upbeat for this show, Bill Gaither.
How right you are. Hey, it's going to be good.
We are going to start the program with our homecoming friend.
If he keeps on blessing and blessing, if he keeps on pouring it all, if his love just keeps getting richer, if he keeps on giving us all, if my cup gets fuller and fuller, if my prayers keep on getting through, if he keeps getting better and better, claimed him as my king. When the gloom and fear was lifted, my old heart just started to sing. Then the song just keeps getting bigger, and it thrills my heart through and through. If it keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If it keeps on blessing and blessing, if it keeps on pouring it all, if he keeps on giving us all, if my cup gets fuller and fuller, if my prayers keep on getting through, if he keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If he keeps on blessing and blessing, and blessing, if he keeps on pouring and pouring it on, if his heart just keeps getting richer,
Homecoming friends here on Homecoming Radio.
And my public announcement today is respect your elders. In my case,
oh boy,
it's getting harder and harder to find them. because someday you will be one.
Oh. Here now is the Gaither Vocal Band.
My son wrote this song, and I love it. It's called I'm Gonna Love Like I'm Leaving.
I'm gonna love like I'm leaving. Give more than I'm receiving. Laugh until it takes my breath away. I'm gonna say what he's saying. Pray what he's praying. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving today. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving. Give more than I'm receiving. Laugh until it takes my breath away. I'm gonna say what he's saying. Pray what he's praying. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving today.
I'm gonna listen like I mean it. Spend a little more time. Hold the ones I love longer. Slow down and unwind. I'm gonna smile at a stranger. Maybe make a new friend. Before the day is done, gonna dance in the sun and soak it on in. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving. Give more than I'm receiving. Laugh until it takes my breath away. I'm gonna say I'll mend a few fences, go the extra mile.
Oh, lend a hand where it's needed, sit and talk for a while.
Take a stroll on a Sunday, long walk in the park.
I'm not gonna miss one thing on the list
with it comes to the heart.
Here now with the making of a classic is Gloria Gaither on Homecoming Radio's Story Behind the Song.
Maybe it's because our lives have always been so public, or maybe it's because I'm a hermit at heart. But the times I treasure most are the private, intimate times with those I love. Oh, don't get me wrong, I love a party, and massive happenings are fun to plan and a thrill to experience. Bill is the event champion of the world. Show him an arena and his mind will go off like a rocket, planning a celebration to fill it. No one can touch him, in my opinion, at putting together an evening, programming talent, or making everybody win. It brings him joy to see artists use their gifts in the best possible setting so that no one is the star, but the total experience is life-changing for audience and performers alike. It's what he does best. But when the lights go out and the building is an empty cavern, when the posters are crammed into gray plastic trash bags and popcorn is swept from the hallways, I long to slip away with Bill someplace where no one knows our name and walk beside the sea or climb through the woods at the top of a cliff or simply walk under the archway of willow boughs that weep beside our own creek in a little Indiana farm town. I never get enough of times like those, and I can't stop my longing for them. Sometimes I feel selfish. I reproach myself for wanting to leave the throngs and disappear into the desert, together, alone. Many times in our marriage, I have felt guilty for wanting Bill to myself. Ministry can be a challenging rival. How could I be jealous of God's work? Most of the time, it was work we chose and did together. Yet just when I felt our love needing nourishment, the schedule was already set, the concert advertised, and the worship planned. I knew in my heart we were going to be ministering out of our own need, not out of our plenty. Those were times we simply had to admit to ourselves and to God our emotional bankruptcy and rely on the knowledge that God's storehouse is always full. Amazingly, we would come away not drained, but restored, and we knew the multitudes were fed as well. We have always loved the Song of Solomon. We love it not just as a metaphor of God's longing for his church, his bride, but as a very passionate and human poem about two lovers who can't get each other off their minds. Even in the marketplace, they search for one fleeting glimpse of the object of their affection. The night breeze carries her perfume to him. The lambs nestled on the hillside remind him of her breasts. Everything she does to make herself beautiful is for him. The sounds of footsteps below her window arouses her hope that he is coming to their secret place. I truly believe that the sweetest intimacies on earth, the marriage of two lovers, is the nearest we can know of the intimacy God longs for us to experience with him. on the job, in the street, in the crowds, in the commerce of life, His presence is always hovering on the periphery of our consciousness. He makes no bones about His affection for the beloved of His heart. He is jealous of all other loves. He will have no rivals. And in return, He will withhold no good thing, even His own Son, to woo back the affection stolen by lesser gods. When He has our exclusive allegiance, He showers every good and perfect gift on His bride, and He spares no expense to make her perfect and to bring her home to His singular presence. On my finger, I wear a ring Bill had made for me of 24-karat gold in the land where the Song of Solomon was written. On it is an inscription I will never be able to resist. I don't hear it often enough, and I can't get enough of it. Arise, my love, and come away, says in Hebrew. I will arise, my Lord, and come.
Hear the voice of my beloved, gently call at close of day. Come, my Lord, come and meet me. Rise, arise, and come away. Winter's dark will soon be over, and the rain is nearly done. Flowers bloom and trees are budding. Time for singing has begun. I have waited through the shadows for my Lord to call for me. In its light, His face I see. Now the morning breaks eternal, and at last His face I see.
What a song, what a voice. Cynthia Clawson, right here on Homecoming Radio.
And here's something to think about. You have eternal life in Christ. You are set free in Christ. And there is no condemnation in Christ.
Good news.
Good news.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Hey everybody, I'm Lauren Talley and I'm so glad to be back here at Homecoming Radio with one of my heroes, Mr. Bill Gaither.
And suck up there.
100%.
Well done. I'm Linda Randall. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
Time now for a convention classic, a song taken from the days of the old Southern singing schools, primarily in the American South and West.
I still love to hear, those old convention songs. And sing the old songs in shape notes in four-part harmony.
I love the convention moment on the Homecoming Radio. Every time it goes back to good days. This was a Leroy Abernathy tune. Hurtis was not available.
Not even in the room.
So he will surely make it all right.
You.
Hey, it's Mark Lowry. We're back here at Homecoming Radio.
Hey, Mark. And
hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Mark.
I've enjoyed being with you guys today so far.
And it's not over yet. And,
a few years ago, I read a book called The Shack by Paul Young, and then I started researching his other writings, and I Googled him and found an article that blew my mind. It's called Future Tripping, and it's by just Google Future Tripping Paul Young, and you'll find it, read it for yourself. But I learned several things. Worry is a waste of time. It's a future trip. You've got the same anxiety as if you're actually living it. Mm-hmm. Your breathing is heavier, and it's not even happening, and you're the only God there.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
God will not go with you to a place that doesn't exist.
Wow.
He will not, and I have to deduce everything down to a bumper sticker. So I figured out after reading that article, God will not wallow with you in your past or worry with you about your future. He's the great I am, wow. Not the great I was or the great I will be. He's the great right now. And when you walk through something you've worried about, because I've done it, it's not near as scary if he's holding your hand.
That's true.
And so I'd encourage you to read that article and really let it sink in, because that's when he says joy came to stay, when he quit with future trips.
Wow.
Ooh, good
that's
stuff.
Good. That's really good.
That's wisdom.
Good stuff.
I like it.
So let's sing it. I'm not going to worry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to speculate or contemplate what hasn't happened yet. I'm not going to worry. He's got the whole thing in his hands. I won't let it haunt me. I won't let it win. I'm not going to ruminate or meditate on how it might have been. I'm going to release it. He's got the whole thing in his hands. Maybe lately I started to resign. So here it goes, God only knows, might just ease my mind. I'm not gonna worry, I'm not gonna fret. I'm just gonna wait and see, and in between give thanks for what I get. I live in the moment, he's got the whole thing in his hand. Maybe lately I started to resign. So here it goes, God only knows, that it might just ease my mind. I'm not gonna worry, I'm not gonna fret. I'm not gonna speculate or contemplate what hasn't happened yet. I'm not gonna worry. He's got the whole thing in his hands. He's got the whole thing in his hands.
He's got the whole thing.
Yes, he's got the whole thing.
Gaither Vocal Band with I'm Not Gonna Worry.
Letters, oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
It is so encouraging and fun to hear from you. Emails and letters like this from Beverly in Lindale, Georgia. I'm a 73-year-old great-grandmother. I'm in my shop listening to you 5 days a week. I take rocks God made for our pleasure and turn them into beautiful gemstones for jewelry. Well, the music is so uplifting, I can praise while I work. Thank you, Beverly.
Diane says, I love the Gaithers and I love Homecoming Radio. It gets me to my work every morning in a good mood. And it gets me home at night with less stress. You are my therapist all day, every day. Please don't quit. Love you all.
And we love your notes, and keep them coming. HomecomingRadio.com.
From the Irish homecoming, David Phelps and all the homecoming friends.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little love to your life, all the while encouraging you that it takes all kind and you are made unique by God.
Oh, yeah, that's good. And don't forget to check out homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online.
Download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to your social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
And we're all out of time. But we'll be back here again soon. So join us again next week.
Bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.